in the 20s, the stores are growing. 33 stores open between 1922 and 1926.
Right.
I think you had sales of $2.5 million. And then the year of 1929 comes along, which we know is the beginning of the Depression. How did the stores do during that Depression period?
Well, that was an extreme period, as everybody would know. And there's a lot of stories that go along with that. There's one period of time that Mrs. C.R. Anthony put up her wedding ring and her jewelry to get some money to meet some financial obligations that the company had. There's a story. Well, my dad, as we said, was born in Cleveland, Oklahoma, and I guess in those days you could skip a grade in school if you were an above-average student or something. Well, he skipped a grade there, skipped a grade. So he graduated from high school and went to OU for one semester, but he was 2.5 years younger than everybody else because he'd skipped so many grades, I guess you call them, going through. So he didn't particularly like it, so he went to work in the stores. He worked in Woodward, Oklahoma, for example, in Liberal, Kansas, and then we were opening a store in Dalhart, Texas. The Dalhart, Texas store was opened, I think, about the very same day that FDR declared the bank holiday. So they said, hey, here we are, we're opening this store. The banks are refusing to issue checks or to take checks. So what are we going to do? And Mr. C.R. Anthony got together $1,000 in cash and took it to the store. And he said, look, you take their check and you can give them $1 over the amount of their purchase for their check if they say that they need that cash to buy food to feed their family. And I'm getting choked up here a little bit, but these are real life stories. He said, you know, if the banks fail, it's all going to be over for all of us. And so he had confidence in the free enterprise system, and he wanted to help people. And he said, hey, people will remember that you helped them. The Dalhart store was, I think, store number 5. Some of the store numbers of the early times were reused if one closed, like Hominy, I don't think was kept open. And I have the history book over here, and there were some stores opened in the mid-20s that closed in 1930 or 31. So they all didn't make it.
Explain what bank holiday was.
I'm not sure I'm that good of a historian, but the banks were going to close while there was an effort to stabilize the financial system. There were panics going on, and it was some kind of effort to stabilize that.
So the Anthony stores met the needs of rural people. I believe they earned the slogan as the friendliest store in town.
Yeah, we certainly emphasized customer service, and that's the same thing as the friendliest store in town. Later, during the merger and acquisition period and the hostile takeover period, there were guys from Citicorp Venture Capital that were looking to put up an offer to buy the company, and they sent all these accountants and due diligence people around, and they would come back and say, we never saw so many people wanting to wait on the customers and be friendly and to give customer service. So they observed, of course, what we think we were trying to teach people for a long period of time. It didn't just be unfriendly either. What we would do is we would take special orders. You know, not everybody is the average size. Not everybody has a 34 waist or so forth. So if you needed extra long Levi jeans, we'd special order them or we'd have them out of our warehouse. I've got one of the history sheets here where Mr. C.R. Anthony wrote up the duties of a store manager, and he said, if a customer calls you at home because he needs something, then you go down to the store and you get it. I mean, people today don't even know what that kind of service would be. I want to mention another thing that I think is different between a discount store. We sold blue jeans. We sold Wranglers and Levi's, and we were known for that. Well, not everybody has an even length, you know, 30, 32, 34, 36 length. We had odd waist sizes and odd length sizes, so that if you had a 33 length, that's what we'd sell you. We wouldn't tell you to take 34 and just tough it out or go alter it yourself. So that would require a greater inventory investment. One thing that discount stores would do is they would try to have a more economical, in their opinion, inventory, and they would skip the odd lengths. That's a difference, too. That's a part of customer service, is do special orders. For your key basic fundamental merchandise selection, have what people expect and what they want.